Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just one of my favorite people in the business that I had the good pleasure to get to know on a personal level at Fox Sports 1. He is a colleague now at CBS Sports HQ. He's also at Fox Sports, former NFL QB, Notre Dame quarterback Brady Quinn. Brady, what's up, buddy? Happy 2021 to you, pal. I don't think I've talked to you this year.
I know, Bill. It's been so tough with the schedule, the kids, school. I'm going back to get my MBA. A lot of stuff going on, but I'm glad we finally got to connect.
You're getting your MBA right now?
Yeah. You know, before this past football season started, there was a lot of questions of whether or not it would take place. And I had an opportunity to go back to school, kind of identified a couple programs that fit really what I was looking to accomplish, and applied last spring and started last summer. So I'm making my way through it. You know, it's part-time. I'm trying to do it while working with a full-time schedule and being a dad and all that, but making my way through right now.
Dude, good for you. Brady Quinn here on the show. Brady, I was thinking about this. I think I've known you probably been 5 or 6 years, and you've always been gracious enough with your crazy busy schedule to come on. And I think every time that you're on, there's some inevitable, man, Tom Brady's still pretty good at football. Come on, 2021, 43, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the guys in the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't even know what the question is other than I'm just baffled by the absurdity of this dude.
Yeah, I think everyone's looking at it, and it really is fitting for the word unbelievable. It is hard to comprehend the success that he's having at his age in a grueling sport, but just the level of consistency in which he's played with throughout his entire career. And, you know, there are doubters. There are people who weren't sure what to expect in his first year after 2 decades in a new system. And it didn't start off great, right? Everyone remembers week one versus the Saints. But now they're the NFC champs, and they're once again in a Super Bowl. And when you look back at what he's done in his career, I mean, it really is unbelievable. I will never see this again, in my opinion. You know, what Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are doing right now, it's tremendous. But to sustain the level of success and excellence that he did over the course of 2 decades, it's hard to believe. And then to be able to go somewhere else and take an organization that hadn't been to the playoffs in 12 years, not only to the playoffs, but to the Super Bowl, in a year where you could make the case it's never been harder for a guy who's new to a team, a system, his teammates, to be able to help elevate the play of all those around him. So he is the greatest of all time. There's no doubt about it. Now, is he the most talented? No. But what he has excelled at better than anyone else, okay, there's two things. The first is he has been able to raise the level of play of everyone else out around him his entire career. I mean, the Patriots have never had the most talented roster. I don't know that you'd make the case that the Buccaneers do, although it's a better roster than what he was with in New England. But he has always been able to get everyone else out around him to believe in him and to believe in themselves and play at their absolute best more consistently than anyone else. It's that, and I think it's been the sacrifice that he has made. This isn't just a football thing for him where once we turn to the offseason, he turns that switch off or takes some time off. He starts his preparation again with the way he eats, the way he sleeps, trains, the sacrifice he makes with his family, which has been well documented. He's willing to sacrifice more than you, more than me, more than anyone else to live out this dream. And those two things he's done and excelled at better than anyone else that's ever played the game. And that's what stands out so remarkable to me.
Brady Quinn here on the program, Brady_Quinn on Twitter. Brady, is it too soon to make, because of everything you just walked us through and the fact that New England, for whatever reason, wasn't able to keep that relationship intact, is it too soon to reevaluate in any way Bill Belichick in the light of Tom Brady and the Bucs in the Super Bowl?
Well, look, Bill Belichick is still an unbelievable coach. You know, the record they had this year through COVID with all their opt-outs and everything else, and considering, look, the Buffalo Bills are caught up. They're a more talented roster, a good football team. Josh Allen's developed. McDermott and Dable and Leslie Frazier, they've all done a tremendous job. So you got to give them credit. But still, a lot of other coaches would have a hard time, you know, going 7-9 with that roster. And so, look, early indication, yeah. You know, does that team a playoff team if Brady's there? I tend to think so. But I don't know how far they're going, regardless if Brady is there or not. You know, we saw that story last year. So, you know, is it a little bit of a knock in the short term to his, you know, what he means for the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era of success? Sure, I think Brady's won the first round. And ultimately, if he wins this and he wins another one, you know, that continues to keep making a case for that. But that doesn't mean that Bill Belichick's not one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Brady Quinn here on the show. Brady, you're also a former Chief. In fact, I didn't realize the timing of this. We both lived in Kansas City at the same time in that, well, I think it was 2012 season. Does that give you a rooting interest in this thing, or do you feel detached from it at this point in your career, just in terms of your emotional investment in Super Bowl 55?
No, look, I look at it like my job requires me to. I try to be objective with it. I just think when you look at what the Chiefs have done, you know, all, you know, partisan or bias aside, it really, you'd have to go back to the 72-73 Dolphins. I was looking at this the other day. So if you exclude the Week 17 game where they didn't play their starters, and you just look at the other 26 games they've played, they're 25-1, okay, over the course of this year and dating back to last year. And you have to go back to the 72 Dolphins that went undefeated, won the Super Bowl that year, then into 73, okay, when they had that sort of run and streak. So what they're doing is historic. It's something that we don't see come along very often. And you could really make the case, Bill, that go back to Mahomes' first year starting full-time. If not for a coin toss,
right,
we're talking about back-to-back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, one of which I tend to believe, whether it was New England or Kansas City, they both would have beat that Rams team. So what they've got set up right now in the short term, you're going to hear the word, I think, after they win this Super Bowl, you know, kind of start to be in that conversation of dynasty. But it's the combination of the brilliance of Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, their staff, Mahomes' ability, but it's really the speed and the pieces of what they have out around them. I mean, it is – you've got two Hall of Fame players, in my opinion, in Hill and Kelsey's throwing to, and then other guys who play nice compliments. But they are, to the point where it's starting to be, you know, feel like unstoppable. And I don't know when it's ever going to slow down. Usually defenses adjust. We haven't seen that really over the past 3 years with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. We've seen teams slow them down, but not be able to stop and not have answers for what this team's been able to do.
And Brady, it's such a great point that if the coin flip in overtime against the Patriots at Arrowhead goes the Chiefs' way, you're right. I mean, you know, Mahomes does what Brady ended up doing, which is leads them down, scores a touchdown, goes to the Super Bowl, beats the Rams. So all of that said, if you're the Bucs, specifically that group of guys, that personnel, that scheme, what's the plan? What are you trying to do against that Chiefs offense?
Well, you have to go back to really the only instance we have, right? They went 14-2 this year. The Week 17 loss put that out the window, the Chargers, you know, considering they didn't play their starters. So the really only loss you can look to is the Las Vegas Raiders. And I think there's a lot you can take from that loss where, you know, they were in Arrowhead. They weren't scared of this Chiefs offense. You know, John Gruden, Derek Carr said, we're going to air this thing out, and we're going to go like it's a heavyweight, you know, boxing match, go blow for blow with these guys. And they threw the football downfield. They weren't conservative. So I think whether it's your, you know, third down play calling, fourth down, deciding whether to go or not, or being around the goal line in the red zone, what you choose to do as far as field goals versus touchdowns, you've got to keep your foot on the accelerator. You cannot afford to say, we're willing to settle for a field goal here, or we're, you know, around midfield and we're going to go ahead and punt the ball away and play the field position game. As good as the Bucs defense can be, and – you know, I do think they really helped the Bucs win the NFC Championship in the second half last week. I just don't foresee their personnel being able to match up with Hill, who had a huge game the last time these two teams played, and being able to pressure as much as they like to do when Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know, offense will gut you. So it's not a great matchup, and that really then requires Tom Brady to be Tom Brady. And he's got to be special, and they're going to have to take their shots and hope that they can get Patrick Mahomes on an off day and get some turnovers and some additional possessions.
Brady Quinn here on the show. Brady, in your media career, man, you are getting an MBA. You cover college football and the NFL. You got a family. You're a busy dude. It also puts you at an intersection of a pretty interesting story. You know, I'm speaking specifically about Urban Meyer, not just that transition from coaching in college to coaching in the NFL. In Urban Meyer's case specifically, and I guess, you know, that transition generally, what's your confidence level that's going to work for Jacksonville?
I have a high confidence level for a number of reasons. I mean, for starters, I think there's this misnomer now that, you know, coming from the college level of the NFL, you know, it's hard to do. And we look back at like a Nick Saban, or we look back at some other college coaches, and then we tend to forget, like, oh yeah, Pete Carroll, he came from USC, he was successful there, he's been successful in Seattle. You know, Cliff Kingsbury's off to a good start. Matt Rhule, I think, is one of the better coaches, and they were a lot better team and more competitive this year than I thought they were going to be. You know, I honestly thought that team would be maybe the worst, if not, you know, close second, you know, with you know, what transition they went through, not having Christian McCaffrey for a year and all that, but they were a lot more competitive than I thought they'd be. So I think what you're seeing now is you're seeing, one, the average age of players in the league now is younger than what it used to be 10, 20 years ago. And so these guys are more accustomed to what's being preached to them, what's being sold to them at the college level. And I also think you kind of need more of that, like, CEO type of guy who's able to manage and oversee all of it. And that's what you're required to do at the college level. You know, you're in charge of the roster. You're in charge of who you offer, you know, which guys you're going out and seeing and visiting, you know, that are high school players coming in. You know, you're in charge of all that. So to say that, you know, they can't do that coming to the NFL level, it's actually easier. And he knows a lot of these kids in college from their high school days and what they're capable of and what they're not capable of. So, you know, overseeing a budget, overseeing all these things that you're responsible for, it actually fits really well into the NFL model, because some of these, you know, programs, especially Ohio State, for example, is being run like an NFL team. So if that's the case, then it's an easier transition there. I think the toughest thing you have to do as a college coach, especially one like Urban Meyer, who was uber successful, winning three national championships at both Florida and Ohio State combined, never really experiencing a bad year, is dealing with loss. I mean, in college football, you lose one game, you might be out of the college football playoff. In the NFL, you know, you could lose six games, seven games, and you're still in the playoffs. You're still in the hunt. That's considered a successful season. So dealing with, you know, the ability of not riding that roller coaster and being able to handle the adversity and then come back with the same juice, come back with the same energy, and be able to make the schematic adjustments each week, that's what it's going to come down to as far as whether or not they're successful. They've got the number one overall pick. They've got cap space. They've got some young players that I think are cornerstones for their team. The biggest question becomes if he's going to be able to handle going through some of those losses. And then look how fast they can ramp this thing up, because if Deshaun Watson gets traded, you know, Phillip Rivers isn't in Indy anymore. We don't know who their quarterback's going to be. He's retired. That division might be ripe for the taking, in my opinion.
Brady Quinn, you are awesome. This was great, and it's very cool of you, dude. I knew you were busy. I didn't know you were getting an MBA on top of all of it. So thank you. Thank you. Best to your family. Stay healthy, buddy. And as always, really appreciate the time.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Hopefully we can get on more once things sort of calm down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, buddy. Thank you, Brady.
Thanks, Bill.